Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, always live on the free Odyssey app, indeed. And always a pleasure when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour on Tuesdays during the football season to talk to our guy, John, Mr. Mike Quick.
Brought to you by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, official app of the Real Philly Fan. Download now at betparks.com. You must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Look, we already knew Mike was the man. But how about Merrill and Mike featured yesterday on the Today Show? Mike, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Dude, that was really cool. You and Merrill and even Howard getting in there a little bit. The Today Show, nice job.
That was pretty cool. It's, very humbling, quite honestly.
I mean, that's some big. By the way, I think humbling is overused in society.
I was going to say, rip Mike for using that or what?
Mike, I don't know if you were trying to be funny, but you just stepped in something I just think humbled is over. I mean, you were exalted, so I don't know humbled. They exalted you.
I thought I heard you say something about using it.
Oh, Mike, you're great. So, all right, Mike, let me ask you this, and then we'll do a deep dive on everything. But we were talking earlier today about how there's been a lot of criticism of aspects of this Eagles team, but they're 10-1. Why? Like, what have you noticed a lot of nitpicking? I know the special teams have been bad, other aspects at times have been, but what's going on? Why? Like, in 04, the Eagles weren't scrutinized, or not scrutinized, they weren't nitpicked this much. 2017, they weren't nitpicked this much. What's going on this year?
Well, I just think everybody wants to be ahead of whenever something does go wrong that I told you so. Like, this is wrong. He's not good enough. He's doing this. Gannon's this. Special teams this. Everyone wants to be right and ahead of being right. But you know what I like? The fact that these guys have been able to win in so many different ways. You know, you take the game last week or Indianapolis when they could barely score points. They got nothing going on. And then they won with barely scoring any points, 17-16. And then they have a shootout at the link, basically a shootout. They scored 73 points. And they're able to win when there's lots of points being
scored.
So I love the fact that this team has shown the ability to win in a lot of different ways, even coming from behind against Indy in the fourth quarter. Like, that to me is just a mark of a good team. There's not going to be a perfect team where everything works well. So we're going to nitpick and we're going to find things that we can talk about, but that's just the way it is.
AJ Brown, we love him, but we don't love putting the ball on the ground. Is this something that we should be worried about? Is this something that comes in bunches? How does he correct it?
I think he's a – and always I've thought this but never said it, just watching him play, he's a little careless with the way he carries the football. And now people will start to notice that, and they'll punch at the ball a little bit more. But he's just – it's not a – thing that's a hard fix. All you do is tuck it in there tight, you know, cover the points, and you don't have that problem. You have to expect that teams are going to try to punch the ball out.
Right.
John, they work on these drills every day.
Right.
They work on punching the ball out. They work on making sure that the ball doesn't get punched out. So it's just something that he has to just be cognizant of now. And going into games, whenever he's got the ball, he's got to know.
Mm-hmm. Quez Watkins with the big touchdown to end the half. How much has he improved as a wide receiver this year?
I just think he's been good all along. I think the more Quez gets opportunities, the more we're going to like what he does. Because to me, he has it all. And the fact that he has world-class speed and can get behind any defense, that's a plus. But all of the other things that you want a wide receiver to do in the game, Quez is well-equipped to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that Coach Sirianni talked about after the game was the run blocking from A.J. Brown.
Yes. What,
how good a run blocker is he?
Really good. As good as any wide receiver playing. He's a big, strong dude.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the score, but it was when going to the Eagles' right into that end zone, there was a run off the left side, and he got a tremendous block. But these receivers, they buck. You know, even skinny Batman, he gets in the way. He's not going to push anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
but even skinny Batman, he gets in the way.
Yeah.
You know, they spend a lot of time. They know that for big runs to happen, they don't have to knock people over. But if they can shield that defender from the running back just enough for him to get by, that's all they really need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these guys, I think they take pride in it. Zach Pascal, another one. When
yeah.
he's in the game, he's not going to catch many balls, but he's going to stick his nose in there, and he's going to be one of these guys that you can rely on in blocking.
Yeah, he's so tough. How much pass-catching development are you seeing from the young tight ends, Stoll, Calcaterra, and Tyree Jackson?
Well, because Dallas Goedert's not there, I'd like to see these guys get a few more targets, and I think that with that, you get a lot more production from them. I think Jack Stoll's a good tight end, a guy who was undrafted out of Nebraska and just has made and is making a name for himself. I think more targets, I think he shows you a whole lot more. I really want to see some of Tyree Jackson because I know you were at training camp, John. In the
yeah.
last couple of years, he's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't had enough opportunities to play in regular season games due to injuries.
Mike Quick with us here. Hey, Mike, last week when we talked to you, you were concerned, as John and I were, that defenses maybe were starting to figure a little something out there with the riding the side offense. Hurts, the running back. It obviously didn't happen on Sunday night. Did Green Bay not do what the Colts had done, or do you think the Eagles had some sort of counterpunch that made it work so effective?
Yeah, the counterpunch is Jalen Hurts. and defenses can do everything correct, and a Jalen Hurts can break all of that down and make you look bad. So the very first run, it was on a third down. They had their spy in the middle of the field,
mm-hmm.
but he makes the spy miss, and he runs for a big pickup and a first down. And the first two third down that they faced, it was Jalen running the ball, and they had the right defense there to make the stop, but it's Jalen Hurts. He's an equalizer.
Mike, another thing that helps is Jason Kelce can neutralize the spy, as he did, I think, on the second run. You know,
yeah.
he's so good at climbing to that second level. You know, he's a match for a spy linebacker. Yeah. And he covers him up, and Jalen takes it where he needs to go.
That's exactly right. This offensive line, they were so good. I mean, there were a couple of times in the drop-back pass protection that they gave up some. There were a couple of times in the passing game that they let too much pressure get to Jalen.
Right.
But this offensive line is so good. And in the run game, they just maul people. When they decide that
yeah.
they want to run the ball and they get to the sideline and they tell Stoutland and they tell Nick Sirianni, hey, man, we got this. And they listen to them, allow them to just beat guys up at the line of scrimmage. They can control the line of scrimmage in the run game, I think, against anybody.
Are you at all worried that the O-line is so lopsided, you know, so much better at run blocking than pass blocking? You know, the RPO stuff, a lot of times they're run blocking when we're throwing it. But
yeah.
you pointed it out. You know, in pass-only situations, like the two-minute offense, it seems
yeah.
like we get beat an awful lot, between the tackles, our guards. They don't seem to have a good feel for how to pass protect. How much does that worry you, Mike?
It does. But I just believe that this time of year, the game is going to be centered around running the football and play-action passing. And in those two categories, and that to me is primarily what they're going to do.
Right.
And in those two categories, they're really good. They're not asked to drop back, just straight drop back pass as much. And they're not as good at that as they are in the play action and run blocking. When the weather gets cold, when this time of year, teams are running the ball a little bit more.
No question. Mike Quick with us. Hey, Mike, we've already seen one adjustment from the coaching staff on special teams. Britton Covey, obviously not as much a factor on kick returns. Boston Scott back there. How much longer is Sirianni going to ride with the coverage units the way they are? I mean, your options. You can have starters start running down the field and try to make tackles the way Rodney McLeod used to. You can start deactivating some backups and bring guys from the practice squad. I mean, this is getting kind of ridiculous. You think Sirianni makes an adjustment soon?
I would say that they're in right now looking at ways that they can get this thing right. Tuesday is usually the players' day off, but the coaches are there, and they're going through their board today, I'm sure, trying to figure out how they can change up some personnel to try and get this thing looking better, because it's that element that everyone knows needs correcting, needs to get better, and they have to do something about it. They know that. They have to do something about it.
Mike, I'm going to ask you the same question I probably asked you before and might ask you for the next month, but as of right now, who concerns you the most, San Francisco, Dallas, or Minnesota?
That's a good one. Not San Francisco. It's either Dallas or Minnesota. Let's see. It's probably Dallas. Yeah.
They're a good team. They really are.
Mike, they are a very good football team.
They are.
Their defense can get it going, and their offense, they can certainly get it going as well.
Mike, congrats again on the Today Show feature. For those that missed it, Mike Merrill and Howard featured yesterday on the Today Show and the broadcast team here at WIP. It was really, 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 really cool to see. Mike, enjoy the rest of the week, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Obviously, we'll be talking to you next week. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick. 215-592-9494. Back with all the calls, plus Jaws, normally with us on Wednesdays, with us today at 11:30. Phone calls next, though, on 94 WIP.